The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Habayim. Today we're going to be learning Simon Mem Beis, the Kitzur calls Hilchos Seuda, halachos that pertain to things a person should do when he's eating a meal. Let's see halacha aleph. Mishi yesh lo behemos o ofos, someone that has animals or birds, shemizonosein olav, that he is required to feed them. Also lo leachol kolom, it's forbidden to him to eat until he gives them food. He must feed his animals first before he eats. The pasuk says, we read this in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, I will give vegetation in your fields for your animals. And then you will eat and be satisfied. The Torah gave precedence to the animals eating before the people eating. First it talked about the animals eating, then about the people eating. Therefore, when a person is ready to eat, he must make sure first that his animal has what to eat before he himself eats. The Kitzur continues, for the Shtiya ha'adam kodem, when it comes to drinking, the person has precedence before his animals. The person is allowed to drink before his animal. Like it says in the Pasuk, we know the story with Eliezer and Rivka. The Rivka says, you should drink, and then I'll give your camels to drink. So you see that in terms of drinking, the human has, Kedima has precedence before his animals. Also the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Sefer Bamidbar, that you should give to drink for the aid of the congregation and their livestock. So you see, in terms of drinking, a person has precedence to an animal. So in terms of eating food, a person should feed his animal before him. In terms of drinking, the person comes before the animal. Let's see halacha beis. Lo yochal adam v'lo yishte derech rav sonus. A person should not eat or drink in a way which is considered to be a ravson, someone who is eating in a hungry fashion, in a more unrefined fashion. The Kitzur gives examples of this. Lo yochal me'umad, a person should not eat standing, he should make sure to sit when he's ready to eat. Lo yishte me'umad, he shouldn't drink standing, he should sit down when he's drinking. His table should be clean and it should be covered. It should be covered well. Even if he's only eating insignificant food, even if he's not having a very distinguished type of a meal, still he should have his table set properly. That the table should be clean and covered. The Kitzur continues, Lo yechas prusa gedola kebeitza v'yochal mimena. A person should not hold a prusa, a piece of bread, the size of a kebeitza, which is and the size of an egg, let's call it a large egg, grade of large eggs, v'yochal mimena, and eat from that food. A person should not take a piece of food larger than the size of an egg and then start eating from that, because that's considered to be unrefined. If you look in some of the more modern day poskim, it's quoted in the name of Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul that if the food is normally eaten like that, a sandwich or a pita, then one is allowed to eat the whole thing. The Kitzur is only referring to something that normally it's eaten in pieces, and he takes a rather large piece and he starts eating from it. But if it's normal to have the entire food as one large item, again, like the sandwich or the pita, this halacha would not apply according to Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. The Kitzur continues. V'lo yechaz ha-machal b'yado achas. The person shouldn't hold the food in one of his hands. V'yitlosh mimenu b'yado ha-shenis. And he'll take off from the food with his other hand. He shouldn't hold it in one hand and remove it with his other hand. He should rather put it down on his plate. But to hold it in one hand and take with the other hand is considered to be unrefined. Lo yishte kos yayin b'pam achas. A person shouldn't drink down a cup of wine or really any beverage in one large gulp or one large drink. V'mshasa harizi gargaron. If you drink it all in one time without taking a pause, he's considered to be a gargaron. That's considered to be like a gluttonous type of behavior. B'shtei pa'amim zehu derech eretz. If he drinks the drink in two times, he takes a pause, he drinks, and then he takes a pause and drinks the rest, that's considered to be respectful. That it takes him two drinks to finish up the cup. One drink, a pause, and then another drink. U'b'sholosh pa'amim hareza migasi aruach. If it takes him three times to drink it, he drinks in little sips, a little bit at a time, that's considered to be gasi ruach, that's considered to be arrogant. Imlo kishu kos gadol bioser, unless it's a large cup, something that has a large amount of drink in it, yochalish tosa filo bekamim pa'amim, then you can drink it in many times. We're only talking about an average-sized cup, then he should drink it two times, and drinking it three times is considered to be a type of an arrogance. But if it's a large cup, however many times it takes to drink it in a normal fashion, that's considered to be derech eretz. V'chein kos katan ba'od, also if the cup is very small, yochal lishtos b'pam achas, he could drink it at one time. If it's a small cup, that's considered to be normal to not take a pause and just drink it at one time. Let's see halacha gimel. Lo yoshech prusa, one should not bite into a piece of bread. V'yanichen al gabi yashulchan, then put it back on the table. The bread, which is a bite, which is bitten into it, that's considered to be improper to put it back on the table in front of other people. Also, he should not give it to his friend after he's taken a bite out of it, or he shouldn't put it back into the serving bowl. That a person should not take a bite and then put it back into the place where other people are eating from. The table, the serving bowl, his friend's area. Kishama hu mos lachavero. Maybe that's considered to be disgusting to his friend to have a piece of food that was bitten into in front of him. V'loyishta mikos v'yitin lachavero lishtos hamosar. One should not drink from a cup and then hand his friend that cup to drink the rest of it. Ki yesh l'chol adam lizoher, that every person should be careful. He should not drink from the remainder of a cup that his friend drank. A person should not drink the cup that another person started drinking from. So therefore, he should not hand such a cup to his friend. Maybe his friend who received such a cup, maybe because he's embarrassed not to drink it, he'll feel compelled to drink it against his will. Therefore, a person should not hand his friend such a cup that he himself has drunk from it initially. It's brought down in the name of the Stechemed. He asks on the common custom by Kiddush, a person takes a drink from the cup of Kiddush, and then he'll pass it around. Other people will also take a drink from that cup. Is that an issue? Does it have this issue of not drinking from a cup that someone else drank from? The Stechemet says that for the sake of a mitzvah, one could be lenient if he's doing it for Kiddush or Havdalah, a kos which is done for the sake of a mitzvah, one could be lenient. But generally, if it wouldn't be for a mitzvah, one should not take a drink and then give it to his friend to drink the rest. Let's see halacha dalid. Lo yehei adam kapton b'sudaso. A person should not be a captain in his meal, meaning he shouldn't get easily angered or upset at things that the people around the table are doing. Because then the guests and the regular people of his family will be embarrassed to eat. Because they think maybe he's angry about the way that they're eating. So therefore the Baal HaBayis, the head of the household, should not be overly makbid, overly angered or upset about what the people around the table are doing. He should just be more relatively easygoing. Let's see halacha hey. Ein masichin b'suda. One should not talk in the middle of a meal. Afilo b'divrei Torah, even in words of Torah. Because it's dangerous. Maybe the trachea will precede the esophagus, meaning maybe the food will meet the trachea, the windpipe, before going down the esophagus. It might go down the wrong pipe. It might go down the windpipe, the trachea. So therefore, a person when he's eating should not talk. Vafilo mishin is atish. Also, lomalo asusa. Even if someone sneezes, you shouldn't say asusa, what we call gesundheit, or refuah, that you should be healthy. You shouldn't wish someone that greeting if you're in the middle of eating. Avashlo b'shas achila. However, if it's not the time that the person is eating, not only is a person allowed to talk, but mitzvah lomar al shulchan divrei Torah. There's even a mitzvah to talk in words of Torah on the table. If the person is not in the middle of eating, then it's a mitzvah to say words of Torah. What's considered to be not in the middle of eating? Mishnah Berurah defines this as being between courses. He's finished one food and he's not ready to start the other one just yet. That would be a mitzvah to talk and learning in divrei Torah. And even in other things, there's no prohibition, there's no concern that it will go down the wrong pipe if he's not in the middle of eating. The Kitzur says a person should be very careful in the middle of eating, he should be very careful not to talk during the time that he's eating. It's a proper custom to say after eating the piece of bread that he made hamotzi on. Mizmor David Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. You say the Mizmor, the Psalm, Hashem is my shepherd, I will not be lacking anything. Shu Torah, because that's words of Torah, it's from the book of Tehillim. Began Tefillah Al Mizonosav, it's also a form of a prayer for his food, that Hashem should provide him for his food. Ula Acha Gemara Suda, at the end of a meal, Noagin Lomar Bechol Al Naharos Bavel. The custom is to say during a weekday Al Naharos Bavel, which makes mention of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that we should remember the Beis HaMikdash by saying the Psalm of Al Naharos Bavel. U'b'Shabbos V'yomtev Bechol HaYomim She'en Omrim Bahem Tachanun. If it's Shabbos or Yomtev for a day that we don't say Tachanun, there's some festive event or something of a more joyous nature on that day, Omrim Shir HaMalos B'Shev Hashem, we say the Mizmor, the Psalm, Shir HaMalos B'Shev, when Hashem brings us back to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim, we're going to rejoice at that return to Yerushalayim. So therefore, during the week, we say one of the Psalms, which is a little bit more of a somber tone, and on a more joyous occasion, we say one of the Psalms, which is a bigger simcha, more of a rejoicing type of a tone. So we say that psalm from Shir HaMalos about the return to Eretz Israel. And the idea is to remember always the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our hope to return with the hope of Hashem to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Shalomid al HaShulchan mitoch HaSefer. When someone learns on the table from a sefer, from a book, Tzorach Lashkiach Ma'od, he should be careful about the following thing that the Kitzur will describe. Kishchiach Lias Bisvarim Tolam Kitanim, because it's common to be, to have small worms in a person's books. He could come to eating forbidden foods, he could get possibly some of those worms into his food. So therefore a person should be vigilant when he brings books to the table to make sure that none of these bookworms get into his food. Let's see Halacha Vav. Shnayim sheyoshvin al hashulchan, when you have two people sitting at a table, even if each one has his own plate in front of him, that they're not eating from a joint plate, or they're eating different types of fruits, that each one gets a portion of fruit in front of him and they're not sharing one portion or one plate. Still, the biggest person should stretch out his hand first. The biggest person should be the one to start. The one who's most distinguished at the meal should start. Everybody else should wait for the most distinguished of the group to start eating. Someone who literally sticks out his hand that he is like jumping the gun to start eating before someone that's bigger than him. Someone that starts eating even though he's not the biggest person at that meal. Harezi Gargaran, he's considered to be a gluttonous type of a person, as if he can't wait to eat, and he has to go ahead and start before the person who's more distinguished than him. Therefore, a person should realize his place and realize that the biggest person should start and wait until that person starts eating before he has his portion. Let's see Halacha Zayin. Shnayim sha'ochlin mitoch ka'ara achas. Let's say you have two people eating from the same ka'ara, from the same bowl. Two people are sharing a bowl and eating out of it. Vivzik echad milecha k'dilishtos. One of them stopped eating from that joint bowl for the sake of drinking. Olasos is a davar katan. Or to do something small. He had to go interrupt for some other matter for a short time. Derech eretzu shigam hashini yamtin olav. It's considered to be proper conduct that the other person should wait for him. You have two people eating, and they're eating together, and one of them has to take a break, a short break. The other person should wait for him until the first one comes back for the second one to continue eating. Aval mehema shlosha, however, if there are three people, two of them do not have to break for one of them. If you have three people eating out of this bowl, and one of them goes to do something, the other two don't have to wait for him. Two people don't have to wait for one. But if it was just two people, then one should wait for the other. The next two halachos the Kitzur discusses are going to talk about some of the concepts of doing covered respect with food. So the Kitzur is going to talk about bread and also other foods, what's considered to be proper conduct with food. Let's see Halacha Ches. Osa Adam Tzrachav Bepas. A person can do whatever he needs to do with bread. The Mishnah Berurah gives an example of doing your Tzrachim, doing your different needs with bread. Is, let's say, for example, a person wanted to cover a utensil. So, there's nothing wrong with covering that utensil with bread or doing something with bread, even though he's not actually eating it, but using it for some sort of use. The Kitzur qualifies this halacha. V'hani mili de lo mimas bei. That's only something that the bread doesn't become disgusting. The bread doesn't become inedible through the use that you're doing with it. Avamidi de mimas bei, but something that the bread becomes disgusting with. It becomes inappetizing or unedible because he did something with the bread. Lo, that would be forbidden. Hilkoch ein somchen bo esakara. Therefore, one may not support a bowl with bread. And himilea davar, if it's full of something, shemiyipol ala pas timas. If that thing would fall on the bread, it would get it to be disgusting. Let's say there was water or something in this bowl, that if it would tip over, it would make the bread inedible. Therefore, one should not support a bowl with that liquid, for example, if it's going to make the bread inedible if it spills out. Let's say a person wants to eat some dish with a piece of bread. He wants to use the bread as if it was like a spoon to eat this food. That the bread is being used instead of a spoon, like a utensil. One should be careful to eat each time a little bit of bread, even though a person is allowed to do his tzrachim, do what he needs to do with bread, but it's considered to be improper to use the bread in the place of a utensil. To actually use the bread as a utensil is considered to be improper. Therefore, he has to be careful. Again, he has to be careful to eat each time a little bit of bread. So if he eats a little bit of bread at the time that he's eating this other food, that's not considered to be improper, because it's like he's eating the bread with the other food. It's like he's eating both foods together, the bread with this other food. But otherwise, it would be considered improper to use a bread instead of a spoon. Whatever's remaining from the bread, also he should eat that afterwards. Whatever bread that remains, he has to make sure that he eats it, that it doesn't go to waste. So therefore, that would be considered to be a proper use of bread, even though he's using it like a spoon, as long as he ends up eating the bread each time, and he eats the remaining bread afterwards. Let's see halacha test. Also, lizrok pas. It's forbidden to throw bread. One may not throw bread. Afilu b'makom she'eino nimas. Even if he's throwing it into a place which is not going to be disgusting, let's say it's not muddy, it won't get dirty. Just the actual throwing of the bread is forbidden. Ki hazrika hi bizayon, because throwing is considered to be an improper use of bread. It's considered to be degrading to bread to throw it. Ushar minei ochlim, other types of food. Im nimasin aydei azrika, if it gets disgusting through throwing it, let's say you would throw it into a place which is muddy and it could get stuck in the mud. Also lazarkan, one may not throw other types of food. If by throwing them he makes them inedible because they get to be disgusting. Aval min nimasin, however, if they're not foods that get to be disgusting, when it goes in vikadomia, let's say it's nuts, something which is a hard type of a food, even if it falls on the ground, you'll still be able to eat it. Mutter, that would be permitted. So the kids are saying one is allowed to throw other types of food that are not bread if they still remain edible after the throwing. And there's really two criteria in order to throw other types of food. The Mishnah Berurah speaks this out a little bit more. That it has to be, A, the food itself doesn't get squished. Let's say it's not a soft type of a food that will get squashed and become inedible through the throwing. It has to be a harder type of a food. Again, like the nuts or something, which is a harder food that the kids have mentioned. Also, he can't throw it into a muddy area or a dirty area. If it's muddy or dirty, even a hard type of a food would become nimas, would become disgusting. Therefore, you can only throw a food if it's a harder type of a food and the place he's throwing it to is clean. The kitzur continues. L'geshev al sak she'yesh bo peros. One should not sit on a bag that has fruits in it. Shenem osam ayidei kach. They will become disgusting through sitting on it. If by sitting on that bag of fruit, he makes the food a squash or something which makes it unappetizing, that's considered to be improper behavior towards this food. One should not wash his hands with wine, or b'shar mashke, or some other liquids, mishum bizayim, because that's considered to be a degrading use of those liquids or wine to wash his hands with them. It's considered to be an improper use of liquids to wash his hands. Instead of using wine or other liquids to wash his hands, he should use water. The Kitzur continues. Kishura is a ocha munach al ha'aretz. If one sees food laying on the ground, tzarech lahagbio, one should pick it up. If one sees food, he should pick it up, not just leave it on the ground. I've seen quoted in the name of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal that it's only talking about food which is still edible. That the food is perfectly edible, one should not leave it there, he should pick it up. But if the food is inedible, it's not something that anybody would ever eat, then this halacha would not apply. But again, if the food is still edible, one should pick it up off the floor. The Kitzur continues. Ma'achal shu roi lo adam, a food which is appropriate for a person, which is fit for human consumption. Ein ma'achilin oso lebehima. One may not feed that to an animal. Mishum bizay ochlin, because that's considered to be improper use of food, to take food fit for human consumption and feeding that to an animal. There are those halachic authorities that qualify this last halacha. Again, the Kitzur said food which is fit for human consumption should not be fed to an animal. The Minchas Yitzchak says this only applies to someone else's animal. But if for one's own animal, if one wants to feed his own animal food, since he has to feed it something that will satisfy the animal, he's allowed to use human food. And that this halacha is only talking about a stray animal or someone else's animal. That's one qualification that, at least according to the Minchas Yitzchak, would qualify this halacha. Also, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that maybe this halacha is only talking that there's no other food that if there's no other food available for the animal. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the possibility one could feed an animal human food if there's no other food available for the animal. So, let's say, for example, a person would see a cat and all he has is milk. He'd be allowed to give that cat milk because otherwise it would go hungry, and this halacha wouldn't apply. The halacha, according to this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah was bringing down, the halacha was only being said if he has animal food, he should give that to the animal and not feed it human food. But if he doesn't have animal food, he'd be allowed to feed it human food. It's important to note, even in the Kitzur himself, the Kitzur said previously in Siman Mem Aleph, Halacha Dalid, that one should not give the bread he made hamotzi on to an animal. The implication is, but if he didn't make hamotzi on that bread or on that food, he could give it to an animal. So you might have to say one of these distinctions, even according to the Kitzur, that possibly even in the opinion of the Kitzur, if it's his own animal or if he doesn't have any other food to give to the animal, possibly the Kitzur would agree that he would be allowed to feed the animal human food. And the Kitzur would only be talking possibly either that it's someone else's animal and possibly also only where he doesn't have animal food for it. Only where he has animal food. But if he doesn't have animal food, possibly the Kitzur would agree that you would be allowed to feed it human food. In terms of the halachas we've discussed today, there's two articles on the website of Kitzur 365. One about not eating before feeding your pets, and one about these last halachas about treating food with the proper respect.